It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Since 2020, New Jersey has required police departments to issue annual discipline reports of its officers. But those reports are often so vague that no one can tell what an officer did wrong. Now the state's attorney general has outlined new disclosure laws. Departments must now reveal when officers get in trouble for discrimination, for lying, for excessive force, domestic violence, mishandling evidence, improper searches or arrests. Attorney C.J. Griffin, an advocate for New Jersey's public records laws, joins us now to explore what this means for transparency. C.J., good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. The AG's new directive says police must provide sufficient detail to enable a reader who is not familiar with the case to fully understand the factual scenario that resulted in the disciplinary action. I have to ask you, is this the beginning of a win for transparency?
Well, yes and no. Previously, they had to made some discipline to us, and those disclosures were insufficient. So in this regard, the directive, hopefully, if agencies comply, will be an improvement. But in other ways, the directive is a step back, because as a result of a court victory earlier this year, we were able to gain access to actual internal affairs reports. And those reports would be 15, 20 pages long. And we were able to really see the meats and potatoes of the investigation and learn about the misconduct. And now the new attorney general has ordered agencies to instead create this separate report that's designed for public consumption. It's going to be very concise and not give us the level of detail, and we believe it will be sanitized.
The AG's office also says state police no longer have to make disclosures from the past 20 years. What's lost when we can't look back at the history of officers who've been on the force for years?
Yeah, that was a disappointment. That issue was in litigation, and evidently the new attorney general decided they didn't want to fight for disclosure. What we lose is the ability to check an officer's record of discipline and to see whether there's repeat behavior, to see whether the new discipline that's imposed is justified based on prior conduct. And so that's a real loss to the public, I think.
How do other states handle this? Do other states have more transparent laws? And what could New Jersey do differently to help the public hold police more accountable?
Well, yes, there are other states that have much better laws. For example, New York in June 2020 opened up their internal affairs file to the public. And so you can actually go to a website. There's the New York State Defenders Association publishes a website where you can look up the individual internal affairs files for officers, and you can pull up a case. You can review the entire file. There might be 300 pages of documents in that file, whereas here we just don't have that level of access. And so what people can do, I mean, first, the attorney general has the full authority just to make this all public. And the reason it isn't is because of his policy. But there's also a bill pending in our legislature, S-371 is the new bill number, and it's been pending for 2 years and never gotten a hearing, and we need lawmakers to act on it, and we need people to contact their lawmakers and tell them to pass that bill.
CJ, just a couple of seconds left here. You also say the New Jersey Attorney General is taking other steps to shield police from transparency and accountability. How so?
Well, what I mean by that is we lose some access by this internal affairs directive, because the Supreme Court gave us access to actual internal affairs investigative reports. Now the attorney general says, oh, let's do a new system. You're going to create two reports. One is that investigative report. The other one is this summary and conclusions report. And the summary and conclusions report, which is just this police narrative, that's what's going
CJ,
to be
CJ, I apologize. We'll have to leave it there. We'll have to leave it there for this discussion. CJ Griffin directs the Justice Gary S. Stein Public Interest Center at the law firm Pashman, Stein, Walder & Hayden. CJ, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.